Chapter 142. Saying Alhamdulillah on sneezing, its reply and manners relating to sneezing and yawning. 878. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah likes sneezing and dislikes yawning. When any one of you sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, it becomes obligatory upon every Muslim who hears him to respond with, Yarhamkumullah, may Allah have mercy on you. Yawning is from the devil. When one of you feels like yawning, he should restrain it as much as possible, for the devil laughs when one of you yawns. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. Sneezing lightens the mind of man, and bodily he feels comfort. It is therefore something good, and one should glorify Allah for it. Whereas yawning is indicative of gluttony, sloth, and heaviness, and is considered disagreeable. The Prophet, peace be upon him, commanded us to stop it either by closing our mouth or by putting our hand across it in order to avoid an act which pleases Satan. 879. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, when one of you sneezes, he should say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, and his brother or his companion should say to him, Yarhamkumullah, may Allah have mercy on you. When he says this, he should reply, Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu balakum, may Allah guide you and render sound your state of affairs. Al-Bukhari. Commentary. This hadith teaches Muslims to have good wishes for one another and to return good for good. This reciprocity increases mutual love and results in unity, peace, and dynamism of the Muslim society. May we act upon the golden principles of our religion. 880. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when one of you sneezes and praises Allah, for instance, says, Alhamdulillah, you should invoke Allah's mercy upon him. For instance, say, Yarhamkumullah. But if he does not praise Allah, you should not make a response. Muslim. Commentary. Two senses have been attributed to this prayer of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. It means to pray for the good and growth of somebody. Yet, it may also be interpreted in this way. May Allah save you from such things as will please your opponents. 881. Anas radiallahu anhu reported, when two men sneezed in the presence of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he responded to one with Yarhamkumullah, may Allah have mercy on you, and did not respond to the other. The latter said to him, you invoked a blessing on this man, but did not do so in my case. The Prophet, peace be upon him, replied, he praised Allah. For instance, he said Alhamdulillah, but you did not. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. This hadith tells us that we should seek the blessings of Allah only to that sneezer who says Alhamdulillah. 882. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reported, whenever the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sneezed, he would cover his mouth with his hand or a piece of cloth, suppressing the sound this way. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. This hadith stresses a very important point. In the presence of others, a sneezer is supposed to put his hand or handkerchief over his mouth so that the explosive sound may be suppressed. The other benefit of this precaution is that it avoids causing an uneasy feeling to persons sitting beside him. 883. Abu Musa radiallahu anhu reported, the Jews used to intentionally sneeze in the presence of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, hoping that he would say to them, Yarhamkumullah, may Allah have mercy on you. But he would respond with, Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum, may Allah guide you and render sound your state of affairs. Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. Commentary. Here, we are told that in response to sneezing on the part of non-Muslims, we should only utter these benedictory words, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum, may Allah guide you and render sound your state of affairs. 884. Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, when one yawns, he should put his hand over his mouth, otherwise the devil will enter. Muslim. Commentary. At the time of yawning, one should put his hand across his mouth. It is a disliked act or makruh to yawn noisily because this act pleases Satan. In other words, we must not miss any chance to degrade and frustrate Satan.